Will members please vote, signify their presence. Have all members voted? Secretary, please close the roll.
The roll shows 17 members present.
Senator Ferguson wishes to be shown as present. May we stand for the invocation, please?
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we rejoice in another day on our calendar and all that will be included in our timetable of activities and accomplishments. We recall that this day commemorates Patrick, patron saint of Ireland, and give thanks that you do, from time to time, raise up saints to help people. We need a saint for Alaska, O Lord, who will drive out the serpents of greed, of evil, of poverty, alcoholism, and drug addiction. O Lord, hear our prayers and help the weak and poor, the outcast and helpless. Direct your divine wisdom to these assembled, elected senators, that they may prepare a path for justice and mercy to function in our great land. We ask your assistance in the name of Jesus, who drove out the evil spirits and helped the poor. Amen.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent today's prayer be spread in the minutes.
Objection is so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning?
Journal.
Apologies. Secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 59th legislative day.
Senator Ray.
Journal for the 59th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. There are guests for introduction this morning. Senator Sturgiluski.
Yes, fittingly today we have a graduate of Notre Dame University, the manager of energy forecasting and analysis for us, Ohio. He works in the area of planning and forecasting and analysis of petroleum supply and demand, a subject of some interest to us. In the far gallery, Charles Chuck Gallagher is with us today.
Senator Gilman.
And it gives me great pleasure to introduce two gentlemen from Seward who really are no strangers to this body, the city manager, Ron Garzini, and Police Chief Louis Ben-Gardino.
Good Irish names. Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message of March 16, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 25 by Representatives Adams, Ewling, and Schultz, requesting the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation to revise the standard time zones in which Alaska is located.
I'm going to give this to the State Affairs Committee, even though it addresses Secretary of Transportation. If the Transportation Chairman decides he wishes it, please inform me. Primarily a state affairs issue in this state.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 17, Judiciary amended by the Judiciary Committee, an act authorizing an advisory vote on the drinking age, raising the drinking age to 21, allowing employment of certain minors in licensed premises, and amending other provisions of law relating to the drinking age.
State Affairs Judiciary.
That is the message from the House today.
Are there communications?
We have no communications.
Reports to standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 138, continuing the Guide Licensing and Control Board and authorizing the board to license marine mammal guides, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Fehrenkamp, Chairman, concurring. Senators Paul Fisher, Mulcahy, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Ziegler. Senate Bill 138 has no further referral.
To the Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 139, repealing the licensing of big game transporters, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Fehrenkamp, Chairman, concurring. Senators Paul Fisher, Mulcahy, Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Ziegler. Senate Bill 139 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 86, Compensation for Victims of Violent Crimes, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be calendared with the Finance Committee substitute and the Judiciary Letter of Intent. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Bennett. Senate Bill 86 does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for introduction, first reading, and reference.
Senate Bill number 181 by Senators Fakes, Vic Fisher, Halford, Josephson, Kelly, Pettyjohn, Rohde, and Sturgalewski. An act making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Natural Resources for land deficiency entitlements and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance is a municipal match thing, so CNR perhaps does wish to look at it, but I'll Senate Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill number 182 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to elevator safety standards.
Commerce Committee.
Senate Bill number 183 by Senator Josephson, an act forgiving debts owed by political subdivisions for judicial services and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs Finance Judiciary may wish to look at it, although I don't think that it's necessary, but the Chairman. I've looked at the bill.
Those are the new bills today.
Yes, you sent it to the Judiciary, Chair.
Judiciary. Community Regional Affairs Judiciary Finance.
Those are the new bills.
Takes us to the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 86 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to compensation for victims of violent crimes. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with a letter of intent. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Josephson, and Pettyjohn. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority due pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Vic Fisher, and Ferguson. There is a committee substitute.
Finance Chairman.
Move and ask consent for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 86, financed by the Finance Committee. An act relating to compensation for victims of violent crimes. There are no amendments.
Absence of amendments. Senator Ray.
There are no amendments. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Bill 86 be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed in final passage.
Objections noted. Senator Ziegler has the floor.
Hey, I like the bill very much, but what do we do about the letter of intent? Do we adopt it before we move it to third reading or not? We're still trying to get that clear.
Your point is well taken, Senator Ziegler. I've held that the letter of intent could be done in either period, but there is nothing wrong with adopting letter of intent at this time. If that is the wish of the body. Senator Ray, we will withdraw your motion and
strike. I would move that the Judiciary letter of intent be adopted.
Without objection, letter of intent has been adopted. Now there's a motion to move to third reading. Is there objection to that motion? Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 86, Finance, an act relating to compensation for victims of violent crimes.
Bill is before you for discussion, debate. Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, very briefly, the Finance Committee added a new section, number 3, establishing a crime victim compensation fund. That's the only change in the Finance Committee version as I read it. Section 1 of the Judiciary Committee substitute allows compensation to be awarded directly to the provider of a service provided as a result of the personal injury or death of the victim. Section 2 provides that under the proposed language, a person may not be awarded compensation if he or she refuses to give reasonable cooperation to state or local law enforcement agencies in their efforts to apprehend and convict the offender, etc. Section 4, two repealers, doing away with the stigma, if any, attached to the relationship between the victim and the offender living under the same household. I think it's a good bill, and I would urge its passage.
Senator Rohde was seeking the floor.
A question, Mr. President, to perhaps Senator Ziegler or the Chairman of the Finance Committee. The on lines 23 and 24, the term "money distributed from the fund shall be in addition to other sources of compensation provided in this chapter." Could somebody explain to me precisely what that means, and does that offer the possibility of double payments?
You have the floor, Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, there were some situations in which, and I don't recall exactly what it was, but there were some situations in which under our existing statutes, the Victims Crime Compensation Board can receive gifts or bequests or specific monies that would not otherwise go to the general fund. That is why there may be a situation where the fund would get, there would be compensation that would be non-appropriated funds going into the fund.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, also that would include any reparations from the perpetrator of the crime to the victim or the victim's family.
Mr. President.
You have the floor, Senator Joseph.
Senator Mulcahy reminds me that the particular situation is what we call the Son of Sam provision, and it has never happened in Alaska, but an offender of the Son of Sam or Gary Gilmore category might, because of his crimes, receive payment from Doubleday or Scrivener's or 20th Century Fox, and the statutes provide for in effect a lien on those amounts to the fund if the perpetrator has been enriched by his wrongdoing.
Senator Fisher, you're seeking the floor.
Mr. President, I would also like to point out that part of the intent of the Finance Committee was that the judiciary branch provide for more restitution as part of the sentencing process, so that there would be more money go into this kind of a fund, and the hope is that the legislature would then appropriate an amount equivalent to restitution made if it goes through the courts in the general fund, appropriate that kind of an amount into this special fund. It would obviously not be a dedicated fund.
Senator Joseph?
Finally, Mr. President, there is being prepared companion legislation to this, which would, in a constitutional way that takes into account the offender's financial situation, try to focus a little more in the sentencing process on restitution to the state for the cost of the Violent Crimes Compensation Program, and that legislation will be introduced shortly.
The further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 86 shall be adopted by the Senate? May proceed to vote. Have all members voted? All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
May substitute for Senate Bill 86 has been adopted by the Senate. Takes us to the citation calendar.
Citation in memoriam, Maxine Edwards, Les and Flo Hegland, Tim and Amy Nash, and Harley King, by Senator Moss and Representative Hayes and Schultz.
There is no objection, Senator Moss. I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor. These Les and Flo both worked for me for many different years. You have the floor, Senator Mulcahy.
I'd like to be added to that also, that I knew Harley King quite well.
Senator Mulcahy? Senator Ray?
There are no other additions. Mr. President, I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Objection. Citation calendar is approved. We're down to unfinished business. Senator? We'll be at ease for a moment. Senator Halford, were you seeking the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to take up the reconsideration of Senate Bill 152.
Taken up, the Secretary read the bill by title.
CS, the Senate Bill number 152, Finance, an act relating to the budget of the state and bills related to the budget, and merging the Division of Budget and Management, the Division of Policy, Development, and Planning, and the latter's Office of Coastal Management into one office, and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
The bill is before you. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, I do not ask for unanimous consent, but I do move the adoption of, by the Senate of a letter of intent that has been circulated on
Senate Bill. Senate letter of intent. Question is, shall the letter of intent be adopted? Senator Ray?
Question. Is this a Senate letter of intent, or is this a some committee, or what?
It would be a Senate letter of intent without a committee endorsement. A letter of intent by the Senate. Question is, shall the letter of intent be adopted? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Letter of intent is adopted. Are there other items under unfinished business? The bill is before us for discussion debate. I apologize. Is there any debate? You ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 152, as amended, shall be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
Senate Bill 152 has been adopted unanimously by Senate. Senator Ray.
Set the roll call on the passage of the committee substitute Senate Bill 152 finance be considered a roll call on the effective date clause.
Without objection, sir, the effective date clause has been adopted. You have the floor, Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, if we're still under unfinished business, I move and ask unanimous consent. The five-day rule be waived on House Joint Resolution 25 on the time zone change. I might explain that this is equivalent to a resolution that was previously heard in Senate State Affairs. We have had HAR 25 on the calendar for 5 days. I just want to make sure there's no question since the bill was just read across today.
Yes, it's in the second body also. Being no objection, it is waived. You have the floor, Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move national unanimous consent. I'll be shown as present.
Senator Ferencamp. Senator Sackett.
Moving national unanimous consent. I'll be excused and call the Senate tomorrow. Personal business.
Objection so ordered. Senator Sackett is excused from the call of the House Friday. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Senator Victor Fisher.
This will meet this afternoon and hear HAR 25 on time zone change, SB 155, Truth and Political Campaign Advertising, HB 198, dealing with the membership of Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, Legislative Council, and records of the Legislative Audit Division.
Finance Chairman.
Continue this afternoon at 5 o'clock, taking up the supplemental capital budget.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, Transportation Committee will meet in the Buckrow Room today at 1:30 to take up SCR 5, 6, 7, and 9 that pertain to the Matsu Road. At 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, getting out of here in time perhaps, Friday, March 18th, the Special Ag Committee will meet to discuss the report of those members of the committee that went to the sewage facility and investigated the sewage operation. At the same time, Mr. President, we will probably be addressing some information that we have made available to the governor also. Hopefully they'll have the answers on it. Basically, it amounts to what we consider as possible misappropriation of time or whatever or funds in the letting of contracts, particularly in the OMB area. We will bring the whole subject up tomorrow. I hope that the governor and the people involved will have some answers for us on that Ag Committee. But it directly affects the agriculture business in the state of Alaska, Mr. President. Thank you.
Are there further announcements?
Mr. President?
You have the floor, Senator Rohde.
There'll be a minority caucus immediately following today's session in the budget room.
Senator, you have the floor, Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, tomorrow in the Belch Room at 3 o'clock, Resources Committee will be meeting on SB 151, an act relating to Regional Resource Development Authority.
Senator Ray?
The Legislative Council will hold a meeting Thursday, March 24th, beginning at 11 a.m. in the Governor's Conference Room. Also, the American Association of University Women
having a play called Any Wednesday, which will be shown this coming Sunday, March 20th, at Latstring. There's a brunch matinee at 12:30 and a prime rib buffet at 6:30. And if you want to participate, you should purchase your tickets no later than Saturday p.m. and they are available at the Baranoff Bookstore and the Hearthside Bookstore, both downtown and in the valley.
You have the floor, Senator. Senator Joseph.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Hess Committee meeting, which was scheduled for 3 p.m. yesterday, will be held this afternoon. The two subjects are Senate Bill 77, establishing the Alaska Senior Citizen Employment Team Program, and Senate Bill 122, Protection of the Elderly.
Thank you. Further announcements may mean, are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Patty John has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we would all be remiss if we did not publicly acknowledge the date today. And on
this purpose,
I ask the President for unanimous consent to address the appointment by Governor Sheffield of the members of the Board of Fisheries.
Objection.
And in passing, I will mention that today is St. Patrick's Day. And on behalf of Senators Kelly, Rody, Mulcahy, and myself, I wish to publicly acknowledge the patron saint of the Emerald Isle, who, although by ancestry was an Englishman, was an adopted son of that great land. The reason I rise at this time, Mr. President, is to point out publicly that the appointments made by Governor Sheffield to the Board of Fisheries include no member from either Anchorage or Fairbanks, the two largest population centers of this state. And in fact, next week on the 21st to the 24th, there will be meetings of this board in conjunction with the Board of Games. And on the 25th, there will be further meetings, which will consider, among other things, the allocation of fishing games for this state. I object strongly to the fact that there is no representation from the two largest urban centers of this state on this board. I ask the governor to reconsider the appointments that he's made, bearing this in mind, and I request that there be hearings as soon as convenient to discuss the confirmation of these gentlemen. I consider this to be a breach of the trust that the governor has for management of the resources of this state for all the people of the state. And I strongly object to these nominations. I intend to oppose them, and I intend to carry this forward. Thank you.
Member Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that be given permission to comment on the governor.
You have the floor. There's no objection.
Well, Mr. President, the other president, Ronald Reagan, recently castigated those who always delve on the bad, on the negative news and issues, and said we must start emphasizing the good and the positive. And in that vein, Mr. President, as someone who has criticized the governor on a number of occasions, I would like to commend the governor today for an action that he took on Friday. Last Friday, the governor deposited $100 million into the Alaska Permanent Fund. This is part of the remaining obligation under the $1.8 billion that was appropriated by the legislature 2 years ago. Mr. President, this $100 million will make a big difference in Alaska's future, even if only one half of the earnings of that $100 million were reinvested in the permanent fund, with the other half million spent in dividends or for whatever else. This $100 million would be worth $200 million in the fiscal year 2000. If all of the earnings of the $100 million were reinvested in fiscal year 2000, it would be worth $370 million, just by the $100 million we invested. The income from such $370 million would amount to
close to $30 million in the fiscal year 2000, or about $81,000 a day. And I want to commend the governor for making this kind of a deposit in the permanent fund, and I hope that the balance of the outstanding obligation will go in there also and earn similar benefits for future lifetimes. Thank you.
Number eight.
No other kind words, Mr. President. I move we adjourn at 10 a.m. Friday, March 18th.
We're adjourned.